Restrictions apply.
The 2019 SLE Rodeo is on its way. The greatest show on dirt, March 14th through the 16th at the Garrett Coliseum. Join us downtown for the kickoff parade at noon on Thursday. Freestyle bullfights every night, and trick rider Dusty Crane Dickerson is back. There's family fun with a stick horse rodeo for kids 8 and under before every performance. And the Western Festival is free to the public on Saturday morning. For ticket and event information, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Make a difference in the life of a homeless pet. Adopt your next pet for the Humane Society of Elmore County. Plan now to attend the 9th annual Getting Down with the Dogs Drawdown, Friday, March 15th, 7 p.m. at the Wind Creek Entertainment Center. Only 312 tickets will be sold, with a chance to win $10,000. Ticket purchase includes a buffet dinner for two and a chance to win door prizes. Doors open 6 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Humane Society of Elmore County, 567-3377. Make a difference in the life of a homeless pet.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max, smart money, made simple, insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
And now, a star is born. On March 14th, 1879, the world welcomed little baby Albert Einstein. During the birth of the future creator of the theory of relativity, there was a slight complication.
We have a problem. I'm going to have to perform an E equals MC section.
Albert Einstein, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stamped Bible.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Over 1,000 flights canceled and delayed across the country. A few of them, the Boeing planes, grounded in the wake of the deadly crash in Ethiopia.
The 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9. And planes associated with that line.
President Trump with the announcement yesterday. Most of the flight cancellations today, though, because of a massive blizzard hitting the nation's midsection.
One for the record books. 100-mile-per-hour gusts in Texas. 80-mile-per-hour gusts in Denver, Colorado. And we still have blizzard warnings for parts of the Rockies, the Northern Plains. Flooding imminent ahead of this system.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. And the hunt is over for an Arizona man police say shot three men and kidnapped his girlfriend. They say they were found in Glendale, Arizona. This is Fox News.
Today's show comes to you live from Frostbite Falls, Minnesota, starring Greg Budell.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. Button up my sleeve. Presto! No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Jay Scott and Emily Hayes.
Fui, foiled again.
That's curses foiled again, darling.
Please, Natasha, this is Kitty's show.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Today's episode is entitled, Beware of Short Men with Accents and Mustaches.
Think with me, booby, I'll make you a star.
Now, here's three men and a lady.
Final hour of Three Men and a Lady.
Hot diggity!
Nobody likes a Weisenheimer moose. I'm Greg Budell. Here in the studio with us, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and the one and only, Rich Thomas.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
Our forecast for today, breezy and warm. Very warm day with a high today around 79. And I think the winds will be gusting up to 30 miles per hour at times. So we'll tease 80. We had 76 yesterday. Scattered thunderstorm risk by later on this afternoon into the evening hours tonight. And then a better chance later on tonight, especially in the overnight hours, as a squall line moves through the state. We think that the squall line probably will be non-severe by the time it makes it to the river region, but the key word is probably. We're going to be watching things very carefully as we go through the next 24 hours or so. All right, so tomorrow, risk of showers or maybe a thunderstorm through midday-ish. Otherwise, breezy, cooler, 63 the high tomorrow, 43 the low tomorrow night. Saturday is kind of chilly for this late in the season when the high temperature only reaches about 59. Yeah, that's too late in the ballgame for that. And then back to the upper 30s, I think, on Saturday night into Sunday morning, and that's very cool for this late. And then up to about 63 on Sunday, so a cool weekend. Right now this morning, we have southeast winds at 10 miles per hour, occasionally gusting higher, 73% relative humidity. The temperature is 67 now. It's 8:07.
Notice some changes in the sky since early this morning. Starting to see some more dark gray clouds.
This is a dynamic storm system. What do you have Joe Bastardi on the screen for?
What?
Joe Bastardi.
Who's Joe Bastardi?
He's a well-known meteorologist. Yes, he's a smart guy.
You watch him every single day.
Yeah. I know what side he's on the climate crisis side.
Well, yeah, because he's not getting paid to, you know, perpetuate a
hoax. He's not getting millions of dollars to say that there is a extreme climate crisis.
One of the...
Well, I'll tell you what, when Alexia Cortez Ocasio tells me that the world's going to end in 10 years, who cares if we have a climate crisis?
Oh,
we live it up, pollute.
See, we won't have planes flying by then, right?
Is it? No, they'll be grounded. Right? We don't have to worry about any version of the 737 because we'll be going by wagon train across the country.
Because they don't want any, there's no be no gasoline cars.
And that's called progressive.
Hmm. One of the, I follow a subreddit on Reddit. It's for weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the GOES image of the bomb cyclone.
The media has picked up on bomb cyclone like they did on polar vortex.
Yeah, it's very
They go, catchy. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Use it. Bomb cyclone. It's a low pressure area that, as we say in the business, bombed out. In other words, the pressure dropped quickly, so we called it, actually, meteorologically, it's called bombogenesis.
Look at everything lit up over here.
That's because that's the night and
that's
day cycle.
That's the night day, where the satellite goes from the night cycle to the...
Are
you trying to read them out? There you go.
Uh-huh.
That was early yesterday evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's Florida. They're in the dark.
Yeah, I got to have a backup plan.
Yeah. I need to wash my screen.
Be a weather girl.
By the way, is it damaging to your screen to spray it with Windex?
It's not supposed to be good.
Lord help. How you keep anything is...
We can't have anything nice.
It's a screen.
Yeah, but those screens are... They're not glass. You shouldn't use glass cleaner on electronics. They make stuff expensive that's for electronic screens.
I have one of those blowhole things, you know, where you squeeze the trigger and all that air comes out.
Yeah. See, duster?
Yeah.
Well, compressed air?
That blows a lot of, because I get cigarette ashes in between my keys. Mm-hmm. So it blows all of that out so that the keys still make contact.
Oh, and you're on your keyboard. Okay.
A compressed air.
But
duster.
I didn't mean to do this. You know, on a laptop, how you have the flat area there where you use to move the mouse?
Yeah.
I accidentally got some Cadbury cream egg on there.
Oh, my lands.
What?
That's gross.
It could happen to anybody.
No, you know, not a normal person that wouldn't be eating a gooey chocolate egg over a keyboard. Good Lord, man.
Be nice. Ryan's listening to us right now. He just heard us talk about bombogenesis.
Oh, did he send a text?
Yeah.
I mean, who just sits over a piece of electronic equipment and bites into a hollowed chocolate egg with some gross as crap cream filling, knowing that it's going to ooze out because it's oozed onto your nightstand. We've heard about that. I've watched it ooze in here. It's disgusting.
In a moment.
And now you've gotten it on your computer, and what are you going to do now, Greg? What are you going to do now?
In a moment. In a moment, you're going to learn about a brand new food group that's recommended. And boy, is it ever, different.
Gross.
It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's visit the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on into the 8 o'clock hour, and our traffic looks really good this morning. We don't have a lot of delays. I-65 is even running pretty smooth. It'll slow down a little bit when you're around the river bridges, but no major backup. I-85 doesn't have any issues either. Just head where you are going and be careful around all the traffic. If you're on the boulevard, it's busy there. Now, we have stop-and-go traffic between the Wetumpka Highway and the Atlanta Highway, also around I-85, also around Vaughn Road and the Troy Highway. Remember, your school zones are in effect for a few more minutes. Be careful in the school zones. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas. Commercial message.
It's a known fact. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a sneeze or a busted toilet or a broken pipe, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem.
The
That's
worst.
Nothing to sneeze at. That's why it's good to know that at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they are ready to go 24 hours a day, seven days a week to take care of your problem, and they never, I repeat, never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why folks keep relying on Conrad Messeldine's experienced crew of professionals to take care of you. Check out the whole house plumbing inspection. That's where they check out all the plumbing and give you, an idea if there's a big problem lurking somewhere in your house, ready to become a major problem. That a problem that could soak your carpets, maybe flood the house. I got a good report, and that's good peace of mind. So give them a call at Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, we have stupid news coming. Wait a minute, we were going to do a conundrum.
Make up your mind.
That's the conundrum from yesterday. I don't know where the conundrum for today
is. No, the conundrum today is not any good.
We can get this solved, I think, in short order here.
Okay.
And this is worth a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. 21% of dogs and 7% of cats do this.
And a large percent of dogs in this room do this.
What is this thing they do? 21% of dogs, 7% of cats do this. 272-9228. Don't overthink it. 272-9228. Keep it simple.
What are they going to get?
$10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yay.
With the correct answer. At 272-9228.
Yes. All right.
We'll be waiting for your calls right now.
Is anybody calling?
Otherwise, you're going to get the Gatto Barbieri.
What?
The Kenny G...
Michael Bolton combo?
No.
Music.
We don't want that.
Hey, that was really effective the last time.
It worked, and I'll do it again if I have to.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Troy police have arrested a man on robbery charges. 20-year-old Jashawn Lawrence is accused of robbing a person at gunpoint in the 600 block of Wiley Street on Sunday. The victim was not hurt. Authorities say that Lawrence led officers on a short chase before he was taken into custody. He is now in the Pike County Jail on $50,000 bond. State leaders are encouraging you to buy locally sourced food products. They kicked off the Buy Alabama's Best campaign on Wednesday. If you would like to buy local, just look for the Buy Alabama's Best logo on packaging. And patients from Children's of Alabama got a preview of the SLE Rodeo last night. The Miracle Rodeo has raised over $100,000 for Children's of Alabama over the years. The rodeo kicks off tonight. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents Romeo and Juliet, playing now through April 28th on the festival stage. Romeo is a Montague and Juliet a Capulet, star-crossed lovers whose family's long-standing feud has pitted neighbor against neighbor in a mid-20th century American town. Shakespeare's iconic story asks the question, what happens when a community fails its young people? Don't miss this exciting new production directed by ASF Artistic Director Rick Dildine. More information at asf.net.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I am El Nino. All other tropical storms must bow before El Nino. Yo soy El Nino. For those of you who don't habla Espanol, El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
Still makes me laugh, man. Still makes me laugh. This is it. I mean, not that we don't appreciate Robert's effort on this conundrum, but if we don't see some more calls, it's...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're not going to go there.
Torture music for you. Hey, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Robert. What is this thing that 21% of dogs and 7% of cats do?
And many of the dogs in this room.
Yes.
How about the sleep with their own...
Oh, sleep with their
sleep
owner.
Sleep with their owner.
Okay, maybe only till 11 p.m., though, right? No, that's not the answer we're looking for, but thanks.
It's very good. Very good
it's
guess.
It's actually a good guess.
It is. You are to be applauded, sir, yeah. Not only for your school spirit, but I know I just put this somewhere. Where did I put it?
Did you lose your glasses again?
No. Hang on. There's a call. Oh.
Presenting two contemporary artists. One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G.
I know they're coming in now. Who's this?
That's so horrible.
It already worked.
The other, the undisputed heavyweight champ, blue-eyed soul, Michael Bolton.
When I heard the news today, I had to come and get it straight from you.
No, we're lined up for the end of the show.
I said you were leaving, something swept your heart away.
Okay, I'll hold the lines real bit now.
Look upon your face, I see it's true.
Oh my gosh.
So tell me all about it, all about the...
So it worked. Every line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
What?
We don't like to resort to those kind of tactics, but it takes what it takes.
What are you about?
What?
So here's the conundrum again. 21% of dogs and 7% cats do this. Kenny, what you got?
I'm going to say they snore.
He says that they snore. Let's see if that's the, in fact, correct answer. 21% of dogs, 7% of cats snore. They seem to go to love it. You know what? That is the winning answer.
And if we had a mic that I could put down.
We try to. My mic is a little more flexible, and I try to get it
snoring.
Down there.
When
you know, Loretta and Irene don't snore because they're perfect little kitty cats.
Perfect. So we made all these people jump through hoops to call us, but we got the conundrum solving. We got to get on the stupid news and other stuff we got to do. I got a Tim Hawkins clip I want to play, too. So... congratulations, Seafood Bistro gift card is yours. Hang on while you're waiting to claim that pine fries. Why don't we get more information on Seafood Bistro?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you the good news about the Seafood Bistro. They still have a couple of king cakes left. In case you missed that during Mardi Gras, you can go over there and get one. Where do you need to go? 1651 Perry Hill Road. That's where you can find the tasty Cajun goodness, like the red beans and rice, the gumbo that's a little spicy, which is good if you're dealing with allergies and congestion, I say. I'm not a doctor. I just know some. Shrimp and grits on the menu as well. And, of course, if you're observing Lent and need to get your fish plates on, you can do that over the Seafood Bistro with some tasty combinations of, you know, crab claws and the dressed catfish. There's mahi-mahi, snapper. I can hear so much of Jay. Tilapia, whitefish.
So hungry right now.
I know, right? And if you want to go the route of the boil bag, get some crawfish, get some shrimp, you can do that too and just have them hold a Kaneka sausage, throw in an extra piece of corn or potato. All this and more at the Seafood Bistro online at theseafoodbistro.com. On Facebook, you can utilize one of the many delivery apps to have it brought to you, or as we like you to do, go to 1651 Perry Hill Road, dine in, meet Paul and Jessica, and have a great time at the Seafood Bistro.
They're delicious.
Yet the talent fee's the same.
That was his tag.
That's all I had time for after getting the taking Kenny's number and then taking the next call.
I could hear you in my ear. It was a little difficult.
Well,
I'm not trying to be a prima donna or anything.
So Mr. Sandman called.
Yeah. Yes.
He said, hey, it's the late David. And I said, God rest your soul.
That's what I heard. Too late.
I get it.
Is he calling back?
He's going to call back. Yeah, yeah. Because okay. you had mentioned a later time. So I said, yeah, he's going to take it that late time. So.
Yeah, we have just a brief break here. We have a clip from Tim Hawkins.
Yep.
And stupid news. And then the bottom of the hour break. And then
what are we
our
gonna
morning
do
nominees.
Oh?
Yeah, we're busy. We're booked.
All right.
We're booking it.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
With WOW's super fast internet bundled with their most popular TV package starting at just $84.99 a month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's WOW. Get choice. Get value. Get WOW. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change, prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's about to get real, baby. I know what love means to you.
The party is through, it's just me and you. Everyone has left our home. Girl, we're finally alone. Wave goodbye to the guests. You know what's next. I understand. We'll light your fire. We've been married 20 years. I know what you want, my dear. I'll go get the vacuum and take it from here. I clean up for you like you want me to. You see, turn off all the lights and I'll be your wife. Now lock the doors for you, sweep the floor for you, and I'll put down the kids so
time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. You may not have known this, but today, in addition to being National Pie Day, as in 3.14, et cetera,
right?
It's also National Potato Chip Day. And in a survey of our guilty pleasure foods, ice cream is number one, followed by chocolate, candy, cookies, and potato chips.
Mm.
Now, you know that sloppy joe I made for you guys?
Yeah. Right?
So, the one that nearly killed you?
Well, yeah, but when I put the cleaning fluid instead of the vinegar, it was a mistake anybody could make.
Of course. Of course. Happens all the time.
The cemeteries are full of people that...
I know. Forgot your glasses. It's fine.
But what really, those are really good, if you get the Ruffles cheddar and sour cream potato chips...
Oh, they're great.
Because they're sturdy, and you just scoop into the sloppy joe... And
a Frito would work as well, too. One of those Frito dip scoop things.
But the cheddar works so much.
Yeah, the cheddar and sour
cream. I understand. No,
those
are
probably the best chips ever made.
Getting hungry.
Gonna be honest.
They're in the top five most popular.
Well, yeah, because they're spectacular.
Now, when it comes to eating these foods that we call guilty pleasures, the average American feels guilty for about a third of what they actually consume. This is such a waste of emotion and energy. The guilt lasts about 20 minutes, then moves on. So you spend 3.5 days a year feeling guilty about what you ate.
That's a good way to look at it.
Dinner is the meal we're most likely to feel guilty about, and we feel guiltier about snacking than eating an actual meal.
Half of
us think that certain foods are seen as male or female foods.
Like?
Well, the three most female foods are salad... cupcakes. Did you see those stupid cupcakes that Deborah Messing made?
No, I did not.
What is wrong with that?
No, I did not.
I must admit, they're very anatomically authentic.
The
way she frosted. She did it deliberately. Frosted them.
No, I didn't know that.
But I so desperately wanted to Photoshop an Oscar Mayer Smokey into one of those cupcakes.
Hey, now.
Quiche is not supposed to be a guy thing, but I don't think there's anything wrong with quiche,
right?
Quiche
is great.
Fresh fruit is the other...
girl food?
Girly.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that's what the broad's like. For the top three guys...
All right.
What's the top three guy foods?
You know I'm kidding with
you. Pork scales.
Beef jerky.
Oh, no.
Burgers and steak. We're such simple creatures. And the top five things that cause food guilt are knowing something's unhealthy in general, or there's too much sugar, or you're eating too much of it, or knowing that there's fat content and then being unhappy.
Or all of the above.
The sweets thing. I'm not a huge sweets person, so I...
You feel guilty?
No, I don't feel guilty having a sweet because I realize that, I mean, compared to... the person in front of me, when he gets a sack full of Cadbury eggs.
Bailey, we don't have any more food for you today.
Jay, do you remember that year that they brought by the, when after Easter, the Cadbury eggs were like, you know, 80% off, and we had a whole like...
No, there's a bag still in my freezer of...
That's gross, Jay.
I have kept them year round.
What are you going to do with them?
Well, I eat them about once a week.
That is gross!
There's a two-year-old one in the weather office.
And it's still good.
Gross.
Now, Cleveland hasn't won a championship. Well, they won the NBA championship a few years ago, right?
They did win that.
Stupid. But they are number one at something else now. They are now America's number one beer-drinking city.
I'm not surprised. The mistake by the lake, yep.
Hey, did you see the guy that... basically gave up food for Lent, and he's just drinking beer for
just
Lent?
Drinking beer, yes.
Why didn't I think of that? No food Lent, just booze.
And by the way, in additional beer news, you'll see a lot of green beer this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That was novel about 40 years ago, the first time.
Very unappealing.
Claims the secret to making green beer for St. Patrick's Day is using blue food coloring.
Blue food coloring.
Food coloring.
Wild blue color.
Yeah. Or the lady, the senator from Minnesota that's running for president, we have now named her Klo Bluchar. Except Cloris Leachman is cuter.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for stupid news.
Well, I'm glad we got to be a part of that.
William Ruse coming up in just a moment.
Mr. Sandman
has joined us. Hello, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, it is. A beautiful day today. And if it's going to be a pretty day Saturday, Rich.
Yes.
I'm listening. You have a sale?
Yeah, I'm going to actually have a semi-sidewalk sale. A lot of stuff. You know, I'm moving out of my big warehouse into a smaller warehouse.
Oh.
I've got stuff I have found I hadn't seen in years.
Well, no rain Saturday, so it's going to be a good day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep.
So I'm going to put a bunch of stuff out on the sidewalk and sell it for pennies on the dollar of what I paid for it, just to get rid of it. It'll be some odds and ends. I got some really pretty footboards that don't have headboards to go with if you're kind of creative and want to build something. You know, you get a really pretty footboard for $10, real wood and stuff. Also, all sorts of neat things, but our mattresses are still on sale. I've got confirmation, theoretically, that my second truckload of my special deal mattresses are going to show up next week sometime. But I've got a few left in Queen and King from the first two truckloads. And my Serta's, I still got a number of nice Serta's, King size, Queen size. Don't have many fulls, and I've got a couple of twins left that I'm clearing out. My Restonic Scott Brothers, we're narrowed that down. We're about down to floor samples now. You know, the problem with me having to clear stuff out is I'm a stocking dealer. I'm not one of these people who has to order everything somebody comes in to buy. I have a warehouse that's full of mattresses. And when I discontinue something, I might have 15 or 20 models, and with four or five different sets of each, you know, I've got a lot of stuff to get rid of. So you're getting great deals on really nice products and lots of beds and headboards I've marked down. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side. We're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and we're going to have a little sidewalk sale this Saturday.
Excellent, excellent. I'll make sure there's no rain.
I do appreciate that. And no snow either, please.
Oh, no snow. Gotcha. No snow. Gotcha.
We'll do our best to accommodate you, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Sandman, at 8:34.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. That storm system that the national media has now dubbed Bomb Genesis will be affecting us today. We're on the southern end of it. The actual center of the bomb is around just south of Minneapolis right now, at trailing a front towards Alabama with showers and thunderstorms out ahead of the front. Breezy and warm today with a high temperature up to about 79. We did make it to 76 yesterday. Those gusty winds will be gusting at times up to 30 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon heat, and some of those storms, especially across, let's say, the western third of the state, will start to become strong this afternoon. We'll be watching the radar carefully. Even though we're not officially in the severe weather risk area, it's a day where we're going to be very watchful. And into the evening hours tonight and overnight tonight, better chance of thunderstorms, especially overnight as a strong line of thunderstorms moves southward towards us. The risk of storms continuing through the early hours of tomorrow. A breezy day, high 63. And then low 43 Friday night, high up to about 59 on Saturday. During winter, that wouldn't be a big deal, but this late in the ball game, that's a pretty big deal to be only up to 59 on Saturday. And then 38 Saturday night into Sunday morning, and only 63 on Sunday. Right now, this morning, southeast winds at 10, occasionally gusting higher. Temperature 67, it's 8:35.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Dallasy, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, let's visit with Mr. Balaki in the Traffic Dungeon. Our Morning Maroon nominees are now for...
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta-potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic wrapping things up on a Thursday morning, and what a great time to be out traveling. We don't see any delays anywhere. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. There are no problems on the boulevard, and we don't have any trouble coming in on the 31s. Let's be really careful and see if we can carry this light traffic on into the afternoon. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And we got your local news, and then we'll have our local morning show.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. State leaders are encouraging you to buy locally sourced food products. They kicked off the Buy Alabama's Best campaign Wednesday. If you would like to buy local, just look for the Buy Alabama's Best logo on packaging. Troy police have arrested a man on robbery charges. 20-year-old Jashawn Lawrence is accused of robbing a person at gunpoint in the 600 block of Wiley Street on Sunday. The victim was not hurt. Authorities say that Lawrence led officers on a short chase before he was taken into custody. He is now in the Pike County Jail on $50,000 bond. And patients from Children's of Alabama got a preview of the SLE Rodeo last night. The Miracle Rodeo has raised over $100,000 for Children's of Alabama over the years. The rodeo kicks off tonight. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
The greatest show on dirt is back. Freestyle bullfights every night at the 62nd Annual SLE Rodeo, March 14th through the 16th at the Garrett Coliseum. Entertainment nightly this year is trick rider Dusty Crane Dickerson. Kids 12 and under free on Thursday night. Buy one, get one for all military and first responder families on Friday night. And family four packs for $40 at Saturday Matinee. For event and ticket information, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2. The 62nd Annual SLE Rodeo. Can't wait.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Actresses, business leaders, and coaches are among 50 people facing charges in an alleged college bribery scheme.
The best things in life are free, but not if your kid wants a PhD. It takes money.
It is 8:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Today is Mange DeWeenie's birthday.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hangsham. And somebody we know and love just checked in on the thread. Mm-hmm. I put a bunch of pictures of Hershey up there. Yeah. And came up with a memory that I had happily forgotten. Now, you've all heard the story. I used to bring him to the studio.
Oh, the story about
Don Markwell's
Don
shoe.
Markwell.
Why do I have dog poop on my shoe?
Yeah.
That was the last time Hershey came right to the studio.
Oh, poop.
But when he was new, he was kind of a novelty, and I was doing an appearance somewhere, and I brought him with me to get extra people to come out to the event to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Use your dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've used...
Little hairy tool that he is. Yeah, I used him. So, the people that worked at the...
Thanks, Jay.
I think it was at the Montgomery Chamber office. We had our van set up outside, and I had Hershey outside with me, but the people inside wanted him to come in and visit with them.
Oh, no.
So he did, and while he was in there, he did what dogs do, just a little... And they said, no problem, we cleared it out, no big deal. He's such a cute little dog, and we had a nice turnout today. And then the next day I get called in. And I was kind of surprised because nobody there had said they were upset.
Oh, no, they went to Rick?
It was, no.
Oh.
Somebody else.
Oh.
And what upset me was, I mean, I apologize profusely, of course, but...
The mayor?
But they didn't care. They did not act as if it was, you know, some horrible event. Right. And I really hate it when people say one thing to your face and then turn around and call your boss and stab you in the back.
Hmm. Well,
I should have gone back there with a horse.
Ugh! Gross.
Memories, after all.
Memories.
Mr.
Speaking of memories, yesterday we talked about Jay Leno, and Jay Leno has come out with both guns firing about the crap that now...
Late night television comedy.
Which is really not funny. Everybody's got to get political opinions in there. It's almost as if it's mandated from a higher authority. And... I mean, it's hurting Fallon terribly in the ratings. When you lose to an idiot like Stephen Colbert in his weird ear, you are really...
Which, at the beginning, Stephen Colbert had static as far as...
Yeah.
Listen,
it wasn't until the
viewers.
Political stuff came up that he started gaining.
Being a jerk.
yeah, you gotta have a gathering place for the loony.
Well, they and then that's when his ratings got big, and then, Fallon.
Kimmel?
No, Fallon was staying away from that stuff.
Right,
Until that was getting...
But here's a reminder, because Leno made a surprise appearance on The Tonight Show. This is what stand-up comedy, it can still be done and still be funny without doing any politics. Listen.
Amazon announced they're going to be opening stores nationwide with no sales clerks of any kind. First of all, that's not new, okay? Sears had that 20 years ago. You ever try to buy something and say, hello, I'm trying to pay for this Kenmore suit. Hello? Hello, anybody here? Hello? What happened? What happened to Sears? Remember when Sears was Amazon? Remember those days? You got that catalog, you found what you wanted, and boom, 8 weeks later, it was right there. But I am out of here. Last week, I go into the Apple store to get another $29 six-inch white charge cord for my iPhone. And the guy says to me, what iPhone do you have? So I got 7S. 7S? Oh, man, you got to upgrade. How about our 10th anniversary iPhone? So how much is that? It goes $1,000. It's $1,000 for the 10th anniversary iPhone. I didn't spend $1,000 on my 10th wedding anniversary, okay? Okay, that was pretty much Sizzler and a Hallmark card, as I remember. Then he says, oh, you need it because it has a new improved camera. How much more camera do you need on your iPhone? What are you using this for? Colonoscopies? What level of detail? Oh, look how much bigger Uncle Ken's nostril hairs are with this new camera. Oh, and it's huge. It's literally a tablet. Have you seen how big it is? See people at the airport walk around with it. You look like Moses carrying the Ten Commandments with your stupid iPhone.
You know, and it's interesting because there's also a story yesterday that Johnny Carson warned comedians, stay away from politics. It's dangerous territory.
Right.
And right. It is not exact. There's a few careers that have gone down in flames as a result. Anyway, I thought that's a great example of what a stand-up comedian can do to make you laugh without mentioning one political name at all. I saw Eddie Bader last night at Bama.
Oh, what a hoot. Yeah, yeah. Why did you play the sad trombone when talking about Eddie Bader?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but he needs listings.
God rest his soul.
He has sold all his listings. I mean, in a way, that's a good thing because he's very good at what he does.
Means he's successful, but
he would like you to call him at the Goodson Group at 322-0662 when you're ready to list his house, because
I feel like listing my house and I wasn't even going to do it.
Eddie Bader needs to be busy. He's one of those people that's got to have stuff going on, because that's the way he is. He's just, you know, nonstop energy. So if you are considering listing, this is the name and the number you should call. Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Now, Eddie, of course, also can help you find a place. And I've teased him. I said, you should have a drive-up window. That's the only thing you don't. Because people can go up and look at the board of what they want. What is absolutely essential to me? Do I need a garden tub? Do I need a little lawn in the back? Et cetera, et cetera. Here's my budget. What selections do I have that meet all of my criteria? And Eddie Bader can find those for you. He knows the market inside out.
Yes, he does.
He does. So when you say, yeah, I would like a place with a little backyard, I'm in the $900 to $1,000 a month rent bracket. And then, so when you go to look at places, you're looking at places that have what you want, and you have choices that meet your criteria, and you're not wasting time. So that's why a great buyer's agent can make a great difference.
I'm emphasizing everything you say. You can say, hey, I'm looking for no less than half an acre of land. I want at least, three bedrooms, preferably four. Give me at least two full baths. I want it in the county because I want some freedom to roam. And Eddie can come back with all kinds of options for you.
Let's keep Eddie Bader busy.
He's the best human search engine.
Help
ever.
Him.
322-0662. 322-0662. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group wants to be your buyer's agent and would love to list your home. At 8:50, our Morning Maroon nominees coming up. Our final look at the roads here.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic wrapping things up on a Thursday morning, and what a great time to be out traveling. We don't see any delays anywhere. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. There are no problems on the boulevard, and we don't have any trouble coming in on the 31s. Let's be really careful and see if we can carry this light traffic on into the afternoon. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Caravina Village, welcome.
welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent Senior Living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good Thursday morning to you.
Thirsty? Why so thirsty?
Thirsty, brother.
Good Thursday morning.
So thirsty.
He's so thirsty right now.
God, I'm so thirsty.
Thirsty Thursday.
Today on Thursday, Thursday.
You're a thirsty.
If we had an HR department, you would be in trouble right now.
What? Thirsty.
Let's get the show on the road.
Everybody's mic but his.
Yeah. Refresh yourself at Baumhauer. Oh, and speaking of Baumhauer's.
Ooh. Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
fudge.
Yay.
Fudge is the word. It's in Priester's Pecan Fudge Pie, available to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Exclusively to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And, of course, that's a that's an Alabama company. And Bob likes to do Alabama businesses. So fudge is the word. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228. Tell me fudge. Just fudge. And you will win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Former Secretary of State, thankfully, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominee. Here to help us judge the dumbest of the dumb, the reasonable country wisdom of Randy Burke, all from Pravel Farm Center. Good morning, Randy.
Hello. Hey. How are y'all doing?
You know.
All right, Maroon number one, Omaha. 22-year-old woman in Omaha got rear-ended at a Taco Bell drive-thru just before 2 o'clock on Monday. The guy that hit her denied doing it. It's not clear if he bumped her car to make her order faster or if it was an accident, but she threatened to call the police, and then he went nuts. He started filming, so I got out of the car, grabbed the phone from her hand, threw it in the snow, then got back in his car, hit the gas, and started pushing her SUV through the drive-thru lane right into a light pole. He has been arrested and charged. Here's another driving story. This one from Michigan. A 37-year-old man in northern Michigan got his car stuck in the snow on Tuesday. Police showed up after he fired gunshots into a snowbank to, I guess, in frustration, because it didn't help get his car. When police realized he was also drunk, they arrested him, facing multiple charges, using a firearm when wasted, etc. And, police in Cleveland got a 911 call about a crazy person screaming in the street, so they came and investigated and found out it was just a Cleveland Browns fan excited about getting Odell Beckham in a trade.
Oh, that's all it is.
I mean, there's a level of crazy and happy you can be when you're a sports fan, but that was a little over the top. Dumbest of the dumb?
I think shooting the snowbank.
Shooting the snowbank.
You don't know what's in that snow.
As this is true. Yeah. So let's give it to him.
Embezzle. What an ultramaroon.
He's an embezzler and an ultramaroon. And Randy?
Gotta watch where you shoot.
Yeah, you do.
We are now midway through March, almost to the Ides of March tomorrow. And what should we be thinking about doing relative to our gardens and lawns?
If we're not Julius Caesar.
Well, I tell you what, it's so much to do now. Hard to go through it all. Certainly, garden spots, get those ready to go, and with lime, and particularly add a little lime to a garden spot or a yard spot is a good thing to do this time of year. Now, I still think it's a little too early for really high nitrogen fertilizers on turf grass. Rich, you may have a little input into that. I think it's going to cool back off.
Well, there's a couple of nights in the next 7 days that we'll be teasing the 30s. I'm not sure if we're done with freezes. Probably we are, but you just can't say that yet, Randy.
Yeah, no grasses will be growing when it's close to 30. So we try to stay away from heavy nitrogen fertilizers because they just don't get used fast enough before the nitrogen leaches away. And nitrogen is expensive. So we're kind of trying to look after folks' money, make sure they get the most bang for the buck when they do apply nitrogen.
No,
but and having said that, if someone is interested in testing their garden soil or their yard or their turf, we do that. We send them off to an independent lab, and we get the results back, and I spend a lot of time preparing a very boring report, but it is thorough. So we do that, and you can send off a soil sample, anybody can, to a university lab and get results back, but they're kind of hard to read. So if you do have if you do have results from a lab, bring it here, we can read them, help you interpret what those say.
And I'm going to do that this weekend. Randy, we need your location and hours, my friend.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, which is about a third of a mile just south of the Uptown McDonald's Prattville. We're on the right-hand side, kind of off down in a hole. But we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
Sunday you'll be in church with your beautiful bride.
The missus will make sure I get up and go to church.
All righty. And they got a great Facebook. That's Prattville, a Facebook page for Prattville Farm Center. Wow. And that wall at the end of the show. Thanks, Randy.
Thank y'all.
Hope to see you Saturday.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you that if you've got aches and pains, don't be dependent upon pain medication to get you through every day. Go get to the root of the problem with Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Over at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.